Joining us now on Thunder at the Fair on the Fan, Gabe Jacks from USA Today. Gabe, how are you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing good. I kind of wish I was at the fair. That looks like a really good time.
It is absolutely a blast. I don't know if you get to the Virginia State Fair at all or the Maryland State Fair. I don't think Washington, I assume Washington, D.C. doesn't have an actual fair. Have you done state fairs in the past?
Not really. I grew up in California, and the state fair was kind of in the middle of the state. It was tricky to get to, but I love a good county fair. I love a good turkey leg. That's my go-to when we're talking fair.
So every my walk back to my car after the show every day, I walk right past the turkey leg stand, and every day I look at it, and I'm like, you know, I opened things up last Thursday with a funnel cake, of course. We're in Wisconsin, so we're going big with cheese curds, as
Absolutely.
You would imagine. But the turkey leg stand is right there on my walkout. I haven't had it yet, but it's absolutely on my radar. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And you know, I know we're not very well acquainted, but I saw an article that you wrote about Jacob Mizrowski and the Brewers recently, and I wanted to have you on. Basically, you know, we in Wisconsin often feel that the national media overlook what's going on in Milwaukee, whether it's the perceived disrespect for Giannis and that Shams is always talking about that Giannis is leaving Milwaukee. Giannis isn't leaving Milwaukee. Or whether it's like, you know, the Packers get their due because they're kind of a national brand, but certainly the Milwaukee Brewers, we feel that. Is the national media starting to notice that the Milwaukee Brewers are actually a pretty decent baseball team?
Yeah, and I think that it's beyond team at this point, and you're just looking at franchise, because you look at the continuity since 2018 with all the playoff berths, with the regime changes, you know, Craig Council leaves, David Stearns leaves, you know, Matt Arnold does not skip a beat, Pat Murphy, bit of a different style than Council, to say the least, but he's getting it done with those guys, and they have the best record in baseball. There's just no avoiding it. In terms of the due respect thing, I think maybe two factors here. The Central is always a little bit of a sketchy division. You know, it hasn't produced a World Series winner in a long time since the Cubs.
True.
So there's always a little bit of that wait and see. And then the Brewers maybe being a little bit a victim of their own success, having been in the playoffs so many times, and then bowing out soon. You know, I think there might be a part of the national media to kind of say, okay, let's see what happens, you know. And The thing that really jumps out about me about this Brewer team and this season is right now they have a 4-game lead to get the number two. You know, they have a 4-game lead on avoiding the wild card series.
Yes.
And
right.
For a Central team to get that bye and avoid that little trap would be absolutely massive for this team. Then suddenly you're in the DS, you know, the field is narrowed a bit. You got home field, you got your pitching lined up. So if they are able to win the division, and I believe they, you know, the Central winner will have at least the number one or two seed, that's going to be a really big boon for them and put them in a really good seed in October. So, tentative right now, but I think the steam is going to pick up a little more as we go on.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right about that. I mean, we talk about it almost every day that, like, last year with the Mets, the year before with the Diamondbacks, then the Braves, you know, back to the one-game playoff they had a few years ago with the Nationals. It's like they haven't gotten since 18 when they made the NLCS against the Dodgers, Game 7, since 19 when they had a very similar season, but then Yelich got hurt in September and it kind of derailed everything. The Brewers haven't had a deep postseason run. And trust me, we here in Wisconsin, like, we are waiting for that. Is this year's team, do you think it's built that it could be that type of team that whether we're talking World Series or just at least the NLCS, is this the type of team that could win a playoff series?
Yes, and there's a lot of teams like the Brewers in this postseason circle that we'll call it right now. Play good defense, run the bases really well, decent starting pitching, guys that put the ball in play. All these things are really good facets, for these teams to have. And I feel like I've seen a lot of that this year from the Cubs, from the Brewers, from the Blue Jays, from the Tigers. You know, not to say that they're all the same team, because they're different in some ways, but you know, the foundation of all these teams is really good. And you know, I'm still a pitching guy. I still think so much of it comes down to pitching. And you know, they've got guys. You know, if Mizorowski is you know, all systems go in October. Obviously, Freddie coming out of the chute at number one. And I think everybody has to really like what you've seen from Brandon Woodruff so far. Really great story. On ice for a year. And these rehabs are harder than it is on, oh, he'll miss a year and he'll be back. Sometimes it's, you know, some guys, and I know it wasn't Tommy John, you know, a different situation, but nonetheless, it's tricky to kind of land the plane in that second year and just come back and be who you are. So, if he continues on that plane and goes into the playoffs as that guy, that makes them a really tough out when you talk about postseason baseball.
Yeah, they're starting pitching, and you didn't even mention Quinn Priester, who's like a guy nobody's ever heard of before, and he's 11-2, and they literally don't lose when he pitches, which has been unbelievable. But I want to get back to Mizorowski, because I know you wrote in your article. So I started my show on Monday by saying, I am 100% not worried about Mizorowski. I think this whole, I still call it the DL. I'm sure you do too. Like we're old, right? So like they might call it the injured list now, but I still call it the DL. He got put on the injured list, but if they needed him to pitch, he could have pitched. I think it's a total load management situation. He's never pitched more than 97 innings in a season before. He's at 97 right now. If he comes back and he's the Mizorowski that we've seen, whether he's starting or they find a spot for him in the bullpen, whatever it ends up being, you know, I know you mentioned that in your article, that it's like, this is a smart way to manage when you have a rookie of this quality, and make sure you don't overwork him and make sure you pace him for the really, like, listen, an early August game against the Nationals doesn't have the same importance as a mid-August game against the Cubs or a late September game that you're jockeying for playoff position, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, Pat Murphy raised a really good point as well, which is he's had a lot coming at him, you know, and it's, you know, from the debut to the hype to facing schemes to the All-Star thing to the brief backlash to the All-Star thing. But he, you know, I was down there in Atlanta at the All-Star game, and he really handled everything really well. You know, he got 2 days of media just kind of coming at you. Tough for him to hide, you know, big guy. And here he is, you know,
6'7",
going through the 45 minutes of media availability, going through the availability the next day, all that kind of stuff. You know, it's a lot. It seems like a junket, the All-Star game, but they do ask a lot of those guys with regard to commitments and the red carpet and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, that's an awful lot when you haven't been around the league entirely one time, you know, let alone just 5 starts going into that. So it's not a bad chance to catch your breath. And then from, the physical standpoint of keeping the odometer down a little bit and all that, it's, it makes a lot of sense. And not to discount that, you know, taking 101-mile-an-hour line drive off the shin is not a pleasant experience. So, hey. Why the heck?
I heard it was a gnarly bruise. That's how it was described to me. He did have a gnarly bruise from it. Yeah, which makes sense, right?
Those things hurt for sure.
Yep. Gabe Lax joining us here on Thunder at the Fair, and Gabe is a reporter with USA Today. He covers all sorts of, and so do you cover just baseball nationally, and you know whatever the story of the moment is, you're locked in on, or
Yep. So I'm nice. based in D.C. and my cohort Bob Nightingale is in Phoenix, so we kind of
we've had Bob on from time to time on the air as well. Yep.
Yeah, so we'll kind of go regionally a little bit, and then, you know, do the jewel events, All-Star game, playoffs and stuff. So it's with 2 teams in my market, it's pretty easy to kind of stay current. But yeah, certainly just kind of jump on whatever is happening at a given time. And my gosh, the season is always unpredictable. You never know exactly what's gonna come around the corner here. But this has been a really interesting season. A lot of storylines, a lot of teams emerging. You know, it's a little bit more of a baseball fans kind of year with regard to some of the, you know, like compelling stuff that's come out. And then guys like Cal Raleigh come around and you know, provide that fodder and that kind of that curiosity, you know, to the general fan. So it's kind of threading the needle between explaining what's going on in the game and trying to appeal to a wide audience that that may not entirely get into baseball the way the hardcore fan might.
Sure. You can follow Gabe Lax on Twitter. It's Gabe, LACQUES. Gabe, is there a French pronunciation? Is it Gabe Lock or anything
you
like
can
that?
You can be as pretentious as you want with it. That's what I say. But it's kind of phony French. So, you know, I don't take offense at any artistic interpretations of it. So
I like that. I want to go back to something you just said, because I really like how you explained what this baseball season feels like, because I tend to agree with you about how it's been a kind of a baseball season for the baseball fan. You know, you've seen the Tigers and the Blue Jays and the Brewers to an extent, you know, teams that you haven't had success in recent years. You know, playing baseball the way that it's you're not seeing home runs after home runs after home runs and just a home run derby between teams, but you're seeing, you know, teams put the bat on ball and putting together, you know, crooked numbers and then having really good pitching and that really good pitching can win and can carry you and it's been fun and I would say even with the bigger market teams, even with the Cubs or the Dodgers, the Phillies and the Mets, you know, what we're seeing with them is that, like, you know, it seems like it's been a season of good baseball.
Yeah, and in fact, to your point of it not just being home runs, people are striking out less as well. It's did something on that a couple mm-hmm. months ago. I think they're down maybe 5-10%, somewhere in that range, but significant. And, Craig Council about that a couple months ago, and Council was saying, you know, I think the market has already shifted. You know, if you start paying guys for contact, and Nico Horner is kind of the blue ribbon winner of the Cubs. He never strikes out.
I don't know if you saw Horner's at bat against Mizorowski last week in the first, like, oh, you know, Mizorowski had that first inning where it was just like, you know, that was, he gave up three in the first inning and then was perfect for the next 10 outs. He got the next 10 outs, the last out, and then the next. But that first inning, he had Horner, I don't know, had to have been 10, 11, 12 pitches. Like, wow. And Horner was clearly overmatched in this at bat, but would not swing and miss. He just fouled off and fouled off and fouled off. And it was like, you know, Mizorowski, he just had to get out of the inning. Like, just let him hit the ball. Like, odds are he's, you know, just, you know, and it was a great at-bat by Horner. It was a great pitching job by Mizorowski, too. But you're absolutely right. Like, and I think the Cubs are kind of the poster child for, like, they may foul off 100 balls a game, but they're not going to let you beat them by striking them out.
Right. And when you're talking about guys with not going much more than 5-6 innings, not throwing much more than 100 pitches, that's a really valuable skill to have. And again, translates really well to the postseason. You get earlier in that bullpen over the course of 5-7 games. The more you see a bullpen, you know, the better your chances are of maybe, you know, doing damage against them. So it is weird. There's these, you know, that cluster of teams I mentioned, you know, the Brewers among them. They're very, I don't want to say pesky, because that's kind of, you know, damning them with faint praise, but like talented and can hit the ball out of the ballpark, but also have the pesky traits. You know, it's not just a classic Yankee team, you know, like say the 04 Yankees, where they had like 9 guys hit 35 home runs and then they get the playoffs or whatever, they flame out.
I like pesky.
Yeah, it's a good trait, you know.
Yeah. All right, Gabe, let's put you on the spot. We get to mid late October. You know, you don't have to pick the Brewers. You could pick whoever you think. Who are you predicting to play in the World Series this year? As of August 5th, 2025, knowing that there's still 50 games left and all sorts of things could change.
Right. Yeah, it is so tough. I settled on, and this is very recent and always subject to change, I settled on a 1993 rematch of the Blue Jays and the Phillies.
Blue Jays and Phillies, which, okay. A little Mitch Williams, Joe Carter situation,
yes,
huh?
Yes, absolutely. No Lenny Dykstra to be found this time. But, yeah, I and the Phillies, it's a very, like, things just never work out the way you think they do, right? That's the way the playoffs go. But on paper, you know, they have the most, I guess, complete team, especially now that they have Duran at the back end, kind of lines
that's
bullpen
a big,
up nicely.
That's a big addition for them because their bullpen was a mess.
Right, and everybody talks about Zach Wheeler, deservedly so, but Christopher Sanchez has been throwing the ball so well, you know, and so, and then you add on the fact that Kyle Schwarber just looks like a man that cannot be stopped. Bryce Harper is healthy. Trey Turner kind of defined his early 30s a little bit. They're an interesting team because it's almost like how do they come in on the runway into October is so big. They were bad the last 2 months of last year and not very good against the Mets.
You know, I feel this way about the Phillies is like they maybe more than almost any other team have been over the past number of years a momentum team. Like when they get hot, they destroy everybody. And when they're not, they just like, they don't even show up. They're just like a mess. Yes. Like, you know,
What happened. When a couple years ago when they just dusted through the Marlins and the Braves. And then the D-backs, they were up 3-1, and then suddenly, poof, you know, the floor just fell out. So you're right, very streaky. Guys like Nick Castellanos kind of epitomize that. You know, he's a streaky guy.
He is that guy, right?
Right, very hot and cold. So it's, you know, it may come down to the Castellanoses and Bryson Stotts. You know, are they, if you're pitching around the other guys, can those guys make you pay? And that's a bit of a flip of the coin there. So I very much write in pencil Phillies Blue Jays, but very much subject to change.
Totally fair. Well, Gabe, thank you so much for taking the time today. I have a feeling we could probably talk baseball for the next couple hours.
Have a blast.
Yep. But we will definitely keep in touch and have you on as we get closer to the playoffs and what's going on all around Major League Baseball for that eagle-eye national view on our Milwaukee Brewers. So thank you so much for jumping on today.
You got it, man. Enjoy the fair. Have a turkey leg.